Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's now go on to Libyan cuisine. Now, Libyan cuisine is a cooking traditions, practices, foods, and dishes associated with the country of Libya. Now, the cuisine derives much from the traditions of the Mediterranean, North Africa, Tunisian cuisine, and the Middle East Egyptian cuisine as well. So, if you look at the Libyan cuisine, it's more like a Middle Eastern type of cuisine. And one of the most popular Libyan dishes is a thick, highly spiced soup known simply as shorba arabia or Arabian soup. And the Arabian soup contains many of the ingredients from many other Libyan dishes, including onions, tomatoes, lamb or chicken, chili peppers, cayenne pepper, saffron, chickpeas, mint, cilantro, and parsley. Also, pasta is common and mainly seafood dishes are available. Then southern Libyan cuisine is more of an Arab and type of cuisine as well. Then if we look at common fruits and vegetables, include figs, dates, oranges, apricots and olives. Then if we look at olive oil, now I'm going to discuss with you olive oil, how olive oil and garlic is basically used in Libyan cooking. Now, food in Libya is one of the most important activities of any Libyan family. The Libyans always say, one must eat well. Yes. Olive oil is the main ingredient of nearly any dish or meal in Libya, and it is almost impossible to prepare any Libyan food without it. And if you look, it's just like the Middle Eastern. But here they use olive oil in most dishes.
Yes. A lot of olive oil they go through.
Be it chicken, meat, fish, anything. So, also, its use in North Africa goes back thousands of years, and its healing goodness and life-prolonging properties were well known to the ancient Libyans and Egyptians. And its use in Mediterranean diets has always been associated with good health and preventing major diseases like stroke, heart disease, and lung cancer. The healing properties were found mainly in the extra virgin olive oil and virgin olive oil, which is naturally produced unrefined oil, also called cold pressed. While the active ingredients of the second type, known as pure oil or olive oil, were barely destroyed by the chemical processes used to extract the oil. Now, they're more on a health basis there, yes, in Libya. That's why they incorporate olive oil into their both of their dishes. And according to recent research, extra virgin oil contains a natural painkiller similar to Brufen, found in headache tablets. So quite interesting, you know.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know this until I did my research for the program.
Okay.
And its active ingredient inhibits the activity of enzymes involved in inflammation. You know, when you're using the Brufen tablets. So olive oil has some ingredient in there that is used in the Brufen tablet that actually helps with pain and inflammation. Yet it's more healthier, it's natural as well, and it's tasty.
Suppose it's got no side effects also.
Absolutely, yes. Then olive oil is also widely used as a skin ointment for its healing properties and its perfumes and medications. Now, ancient oil lamps in Libya were also kept alight by a regular supply of olive oil in those times, you know.
Okay.
So quite interesting indeed. Now let's look at garlic, how garlic is used in the Libyan cuisine. Garlic is also one of the most important items in Libyan food and is usually added to most dishes that involve preparing tomato sauce or stews, especially for couscous and pasta sauce.
Okay.
It is finely chopped over the sauce as it boils just before taking it off the ring or the fire sauce to preserve its goodness and flavor, and then serve immediately while its rich aroma still in the air. Garlic can also be crushed and then either mixed with honey and eaten with bread, or mixed with olive oil and spread over food and salads.
Mm.
Now we might find it a bit not so nice, but indeed it is really, really healthy. That is why you can even put garlic and olive oil.
You mix it and you bottle it.
It's very nice.
It's really, in fact, I'm busy doing it for my husband this morning.
Eat it.
I just put garlic and olive oil and he eats it like that. It's very good for blood pressure.
For blood pressure. Okay. Then garlic, in fact, is the most important medicinal food on the planet. It contains nearly 60 minerals, vitamins, antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-cancer agents, all of which are vital to human health, and many of which are said to ward off many diseases and even cancer. Now, the way you compacted the individual cloves into one uniform head, it isn't comparable to a jar of multivitamin tablets, you know, if you look at the clove of garlic. Mm. Except that the manufactured multivitamins are said to be devoid of the raw goodness lost in the process, just as many scientists still think they are a complete waste of money. So, garlic is one of nature's seven wonders of the universe. If nature has already made them cheaply for us, why smash up our own expensive mix? And they say, is there anybody in my head that is not me? It's a saying. Then we look at some of the Libyan food specialities. Now, in Libya, in regular Libyan homes, we eat lots of pasta, such as spaghetti, tagliatelle, macaroni, rotini, and penne. That's what pasta makes.
Yes.
And they also use lots of vegetables and make many salads. Then French bread is very popular, that it become the normal type of bread. Tuna and French bread is pretty popular, especially amongst kids and in schools for lunch. The tuna is usually mixed with spice to make it more Arabica.
Okay.
So, and then we look at some of the common foods and dishes. The asida is a dish made up of cooked wheat flour, lump of dough, sometimes with added butter, honey or rub. Then we look at breads, they're good at making flat breads. Then you look at burik, they're like turnovers, like a cassatella thing. Then couscous, a North African dish of semolina. Then you got butter cookies. Then you got harissa, is a hot chili sauce commonly eaten in North Africa. Main ingredients include chili peppers such as bird's eye chili and serrano peppers, and spices such as garlic paste, coriander, red chili powder, caraway and olive oil. Now if you look at the bird's eye chili, that is really hot, hot,
that
hot.
That is a really very, very strong chili.
Very strong.
You have to be very careful how you use it.
Mm-hmm. Then you look at hassa, that's a type of gravy, makhroot, dateful cookies. Then there's a type of a rice pudding as well. And then there's a mutton meat of an adult sheep. They actually quite like their mutton. Mm-hmm. Their mutton and their lamb as well.
And they use it like big chunks.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's really a blended thing. And then you get the shakshuka is prepared using aged mutton or lamb as a meat base of the meal, and is considered a breakfast dish as well. Then you get a shorba, lamb and vegetable soup with mint and tomato paste. And you get a tagine, spiced lamb with a tomato and paprika sauce.
Okay.
So let us take you a bit through about the Libyan food culture.
They even use a lot of beans, dry beans.
Dry beans, yes, indeed. And also lots of barley.
Barley,
yes. And then like we said, the couscous as well.
Mm.
Then also they have they actually serve tea with a bowl of peanuts.
Okay. Oh.
That's their type of
serving
their tea as well. Then fruit, mostly oranges, but not only, is also used in abundance in Libya, and foreigners are usually impressed by its large size, juiciness and delicious. And I'm actually want to see the size of the oranges they actually have there in Libya. Then fruit juices, particularly orange, can be bought in season from street stores. Then there's Libyan tea with a thick beverage served in a small glass, often accompanied by mint or peanuts. Mm-hmm. Then they got coffee, is also very popular, and high quality brands from Europe and South America are easily accessible. A cup of tea or coffee is normally followed by a glass of water, again influenced by years of Italian occupation of Libya in the last century. And if we look at the Libyan, what type of equipment they use in Libyan cooking, well, you need a coffee grinder, which actually helps with roasting and grinding spices, and for the oils as well. Then you get cake pans, can openers, colanders, air greens pouches and holders, food dishes and portioners, food pans and food containers to other kitchen utensils, such as food scales, food scoops and fryer baskets and accessories. So nothing really different from us as well, although they also use kitchen thermometers, measuring cups, measuring spoons, and lots and lots of other utensils that we would tend to use in our kitchens when we're preparing food. Mm-hmm. Well, that was more information on the Libyan cuisine. As we're doing today on Radio Islam, we're talking about, we're actually having a Libya Day. Then let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you recipes and talking about stews and gravies, and taking your SMSs and WhatsApp as well. And the question I'm asking you today is, what is your favorite type of cuisine to cook and why? Then we're going to be telling you some top tips on how to make stews and gravies, what type of meat to use, what type of spices to use, and what type of vegetables to use. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, just for the benefit of the listeners, it's all sorted now. We just switched mics, so it's all sorted now. Jazakallah for that. Now, today we're talking about stews and gravies, Auntie Kareja. Now, what exactly is a stew and what exactly is a gravy?
A stew is more vegetable with meat, all different types of vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly more cabbage. You have to put the cabbage in to make it a stew. If it's not, there's no cabbage in, it's not
going to be. There's no stew.
No. And then the, a gravy again is, it contains a lot of tomatoes, especially when you're making a tomato, and it's very bland.
Okay.
A gravy is not, you can't make a gravy a strong thing. It has to be very bland, like just plain salt and pepper with a little bit of whole red chilies and garlic, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
nothing much.
Okay.
And now the stew, you know, from a small amount, it always becomes big. You can never make a small amount of stew. No, it doesn't work, because you're going to put all types of vegetables in the stew.
Okay.
And, of course, mutton. Most of the stews got mutton in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically more the mutton and all the different vegetables that you want.
Okay. Let's talk about stews now. What type of mutton would you use? Lamb, mutton, bony meat, soft meat?
More bony meat. Again, it depends on the family, what would they prefer. Lots of people don't eat the bone meat, but basically the main ingredient is a bone meat, like a leg mutton, where you find the soft and the bony meat in. That works absolutely perfect.
The taste is in the bone
the
meat,
taste
but the
is
mutton,
always
yeah.
in the bone, yes.
Okay. And if we look at spices, you know, what are your key spices to use when making stews?
Normally, stew is our basic spices that we use every day. Your normal masalas, your green and red masala, your dana jiru, your arad, your salt, and that is the basic ingredients for a stew.
Okay.
Again, you have to make it a bit nice and strong, then it tastes nice.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I think without vegetables, especially cabbage,
mm-hmm.
there's no stew.
No, there
so
is
what
no
vegetables stew. Would you use in a stew?
Again, I know we put a bit of green beans, then it's carrots, then it's baby marrows, then it's your peppers, green, your tomato, your potatoes, and your tomatoes. And of course, not forgetting the main ingredient is the cabbage. But when you put the cabbage in, always try and shred your cabbage. Put it in boiling hot water, let it stand for a while, and then you drain it cold water and add it to your mutton. Then what happens, you don't get such a strong smell,
mm.
because normally cabbage makes the whole house smell.
Mm-hmm.
So by you doing this, you won't get such a strong smell in your house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then also, now, Andika, you spoke about your vegetables, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to prepare a pot of stew,
okay.
how would you prepare? Okay, you're going to wash your meat, you're going to cut it, everything. Then you're going to add your spices.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, are you going to put everything together?
No. You first have to cook your mutton, because you must remember mutton always takes a bit of a longer while to cook. So you have to braise your mutton first, and then you add all your vegetables except your tomatoes and potatoes, which you don't add together with your veggies, because that can get cooked afterwards.
Okay.
Gee.
Okay, and then some people actually put sour milk in their stews.
That's now right towards the end.
Okay.
If you feel you want it a bit saucy, then you add a bit of the sour milk. So what happens? It becomes a nice, a bit of a saucy mixture,
mm-hmm.
which is not dry. And it's very, very tasty if you make it nice and fresh, and you serve it with hot rotis.
Okay, what about the baby cabbages? You can cut into 4 quarters.
Yes. Even that you can do. That works wonders, especially, okay, now that's not going to make such a big amount.
Mm-hmm.
You just use use maybe one or two of the small baby heads, and you cut it up also, and you just soak it in hot water. You know what? It makes the cooking easier and much faster also.
Okay. Okay. And what type of pot would you suggest if you're making a stew would be ideal to cook a stew?
A nice flat pot, because you must know you've got all your vegetables. And like I say, when you make stew, it's not a little. It's always
a lot of pot.
So you must always remember not to make it in a small pot. Try and use a nice flat pot where everything cooks evenly.
It's like making a kalya.
Yes. Yes.
You need a big pot,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Okay. Now let's talk about breedies, you know. Breedies, again, what type of meat would you use?
Breedies, again, chicken or mutton is optional. And like I say, breedies are mostly served with white rice.
Yes.
Yes. Lots of people in the Cape, you only find most
the Malays make the tomato breedy, pumpkin breedy.
But it's very tasty.
It's very tasty.
It is very tasty. Again, like I said, it's very bland, salt, pepper, a little bit of garlic and red chilies. Most of the times, that is what they use.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make like a variety of breedies. Like you say, the pumpkin, the tomato, the green beans breedy. You get a lot and lots of
it's very tasty.
It is nice.
If you don't want anything to spice,
sometimes
you know?
You get tired of your own spice work, and this works wonders, like, you know. Gee.
Yes. And also with breedies, like you see, you put extra tomatoes
yeah,
in there.
You have to put the tomato, and then once you put the tomato in, you always put a little bit of sugar to kill the acid in your tomatoes.
Oh, I see. Gee. Very interesting.
Yes. So that works also nice. So it's not so acidy then. A pinch of sugar in your food takes away the acid in your tomatoes.
Okay, so your breedy is more like a gravy type
yes,
of dish.
It's a gravy. That is why you have it with your like a rice.
Okay.
White rice, Gee.
Okay, then, let's now go for a very short break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you today's recipe. We're going to commence with a Libyan 5-spice mix called Bezar. Then we're going to go on to our delicious stew and breedy recipes. We've got a tomato breedy. We've got a mutton stew recipe 1. Then we've got a green bean breedy. Then we've got a mutton stew recipe 2. So if I'm you, get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely mouth-watering recipes. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, the question we're asking you today is, what is your favorite type of cuisine to cook and why? You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Or also follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mula. Well, we've got feedback coming through from Sister Aisha Tokra from Lobatse, Botswana. She says, happy to listen to your informative program. I love trying different cuisines. It is a gamble as everyone has a different taste. But in my family, but best I've mastered in Pakistani Indian cuisine.
Okay.
Tandoori chicken, tikka, karais, butter chicken, with different breads and naans, and the side yogurt munch chutney. I love serving it as the restaurant does, in those silver cute thalis.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting this and I'm fasting. Okay, jazakallah for that, and also a little accept as well. Remember us in your du'as as well. Okay, let's continue with the program, Adi Kreacher. It's we're going to begin with a Libyan 5-spice mix called Bezar. And I think this is used in most of the Libyan dishes,
yes, yes,
like their meat, their chicken, even the soups.
Soups, everything, Jean.
Okay.
Okay, for that recipe, it's 3 teaspoons of cinnamon powder, 3 teaspoons of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of cloves, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, that's your arrowroot powder, 1 teaspoon dried ginger, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 2 teaspoons of cumin powder. The directions is you mix all ingredients together. This mixture can be used in most Libyan dishes.
Okay, lovely. So we repeat that recipe again. It's a Libyan 5-spice mix called Bezar. Your ingredients are 3 teaspoons of cinnamon powder, 3 teaspoons of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of cloves, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, that's your arrowroot, 1 teaspoon of dried ginger, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and 2 teaspoons of cumin powder, that's your jeera powder.
Mm-hmm.
directions mix all of the ingredients together, and this mixture can be used in most Libyan dishes.
Okay.
Okay, now we go on to delicious stew and bredie recipes. We're going to commence with a tomato bredie.
Okay, for the tomato bredie, you need mutton, one big onion, ginger garlic, chili powder, liquidized tomato, potatoes, tomato paste, and a little sugar. You braise your meat with chopped onion and ginger garlic. Add your salt and chilies to taste. When almost done, add your tomato and potatoes. When the potatoes are soft, add tomato paste and sugar. Very easy, simple recipe this is.
Okay, for the tomato bredie recipe, you will require mutton. Now, obviously, your mutton, however you want, cut it up, bony meat or whatever, cut washed. Then it's one big onion, ginger garlic, chili powder, liquidized tomato, potatoes, tomato paste, and a little sugar. Now, again, I'm going to tell you your amounts here.
You must use your
you own. Need to judge, okay? Braise meat with chopped onion and ginger garlic. Add salt and chili to taste. When almost done, add tomato and potatoes. When potatoes are soft, add tomato paste and sugar. A very easy, simple recipe. Again, your amounts, you have to judge.
You have to judge.
Okay. Okay. Then we go on to mutton stew recipe 1.
Okay, for the mutton stew, the first one, it's a kilo of mutton, one large onion, one cinnamon stick, whole peppers and cloves, jeeru and ghee. You make your vagar with your onions. You add in your mutton and cook for 45 minutes until done. Meanwhile, you cut up your veggies. I used baby marrows, carrots, butternut, onion, tomato, green beans, cabbage, and potato. Once your mutton is done, heat ghee in a big pot and add mutton. You season it with green masala, lemon pepper, white pepper, crushed garlic, salt, dana jiru, arad, and aromat. Add your vegetables in order of which takes longer to cook. Once all the veggies are done, put in pot and cook on low heat for 15 minutes. You serve it with either pap or roti.
Very interesting.
It is nice.
Pap with the mutton.
Mm, it's really, really nice.
Okay.
Mm.
So we repeat the mutton stew recipe 1. You will require 1 kilogram of mutton, 1 large onion, 1 cinnamon stick, whole peppers and cloves, jeeru and ghee. You make vagar with onion, add in mutton and cook for 45 minutes till done. Meanwhile, cut up veggies and Alikriza, you say actually used baby marrows, carrots, butternut, onion, tomato, green beans, cabbage, and potatoes. Now, once mutton is done, heat ghee in a pot, add mutton, season with green masala, lemon pepper, white pepper, crushed garlic, salt, dana jiru, arad, and aromat. Add veggies in order of which takes longer to cook. Once all veggies are on close pot and cook on low for 15 minutes, serve with pap or roti. So very easy, but it's a bit of a process,
step by step. Yes, yes, you just have to follow the step by step, but it's not complicated.
It's very simple
and very easy.
Okay.
Okay.
The next recipe is a green beans bredie.
Okay. For the green beans bredie, you need a kilo of bony mutton pieces, a half a kilo of green beans, 3 potatoes cut in quarters, 3 carrots julienned or cut in long rings. Wash your meat and cook until tender. Add salt and pepper, crushed chilies to taste. Braise, then add your green beans and potato and cook till potato is done. Serve with white rice and cucumber salad.
This is nice.
Tastes nice. Something different again.
Okay. So for the green beans bredie, it's 1 kilogram of bony mutton pieces, a half a kilogram of green beans, 3 potatoes cut into quarters, 3 carrots julienned or cut into rings. Wash meat and cook until tender. You add salt, pepper, crushed chilies to taste. Braise, then add green beans and potato and cook till potato is done. Serve with white rice and cucumber salad.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty indeed.
Yeah.
And simple spices.
Very simple spices. There is nothing that's complicated.
Okay. And the final recipe is a mutton stew recipe too.
Okay. That's the mutton stew too. 1 kilo mutton, either mutton meat or chops. 1 large tomato chopped. 2 to 3 small baby cabbage finely shred, steep in boiling water. 1 cup thinly sliced green beans, steep in boiling water. 3 to 5 medium carrots, cut into rings. 1/2 cup of green peas, few baby onions, 2 large onions cubed coarsely. You make your vagar with onions in oil and jiro, and add a few whole peppercorns. Add 1 cinnamon stick. Add 1 whole red dried ginger, red chili to the vagar. Then you add your washed, drained meat that was marinated in. 1 teaspoon of red masala, salt to taste, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 1 teaspoon of dana, 1/2 teaspoon of fine jiro, 1 teaspoon red chilies, 1 teaspoon of coarse red chilies. You braise your meat well in spices on low heat. When well braised, add all your veggies except your carrot rings. Add your chopped tomato over. Then add your carrot rings and pickled onions and 1/2 cup of green beans on top. Cook on medium heat till veggies and meat is well done. Can add a pinch of saffron over the stew and cook till done. Serve with hot rotis and pickle on side.
Mm-hmm. A different one again.
Yes.
Okay, so let's repeat it again. It's mutton recipe stew. Mutton stew recipe number two. Okay, it's 1 kilogram mutton or chops. You can use chops as
again,
well.
Again, it's entirely up to you.
Okay. Then it's 1 large tomato chopped. 2 to 3 small baby cabbages finely shred. Steep this in boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
1 cup thinly sliced green beans, again steep in boiling water.
Yes.
3 to 5 medium carrots, you cut it into rings. 1/2 cup green peas, a few baby onions, 2 large onions cubed coarsely. So you make a vagar with onions in oil and jiro and a few whole peppercorns. Add 1 cinnamon stick. Add 1 whole dry red chili to vagar. Then add washed drained meat that was marinated in 1 heaped teaspoon red masala, salt to taste, 1/2 teaspoon arad, 1 teaspoon dana, 1/2 teaspoon fine jiro, 1 teaspoon fine red chilies, 1 teaspoon coarse red chilies. You braise meat well in spices on low heat. When well braised, then add all your veggies except carrot rings. Add chopped tomatoes over. Then add carrot rings and pickled onions and 1/2 cup green peas on top. Cook on medium heat till veggies and meat is well done. You can add a pinch of saffron over stew and cook till done. Serve with hot rotis and piccalilli on the side. Now, Adikrecha, I see you've got pickled onions. Can you use a baby onions?
Yes,
but you have to fry it beforehand.
Actually, you must cook it with your meat.
Okay.
You don't have to fry your onions. You just cook it in with your meat, and it gets nicely cooked and soft.
Okay, then I see you've got your green beans. Also, you steep it in hot water.
Also, because then it takes
too long to cook.
Too long to cook. So This is very easy. Like, you know.
Okay. So, indeed, a lovely recipe. Then you've got a bit of saffron as well in here.
Yes. Optional, again. It's a bit of an expensive item.
But you can just put a few strings.
Very lovely. Fine. But it just gives a nice different flavor to the gravy. Okay. I mean, to the stew.
Okay. Then we've got feedback coming through here from my colleague and friend, Zakira Ansarmia.
Okay.
She says, I do a stew in the oven. I cook it in the same way I'd cook a kalya. This prevents the veggies from breaking, and yes, a little sour milk makes a yummy gravy.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does.
Indeed, yes. Alright, then this one says, just curious, why are green beans steeped in hot water? Because she doesn't do that.
Because it quicks the meat, I mean the speeds up the cooking faster.
Green beans take a while.
Sometimes it depends how, which kind of green beans. Sometimes you get the little bit old green beans that takes a long while to cook. But the young ones, you don't have to steep it in water. It gets done very quickly.
Okay. Then this one says, I would like a nice recipe to be eaten with nachos. I ate steamed kebab cutlet with corn and cheese in the center. At a wedding, it was really tasty. It was served with a nacho dip and Doritos. Do you have a recipe for me, please?
Normally, they use a sour cream or a cream fraiche dip, which you mix it with a little bit of salad dressing, the cream fraiche, and your salt and pepper, and you cut up small, fine gherkins in there. It's really very yummy. Either cream fraiche or sour cream. With a little bit of salad dressing, you mix that together. You chop in a bit of gherkins in there, and your salt, pepper, and little parsley.
Okay. Okay. And then, yes. So, jazakallah for all those who SMS, for all those who WhatsApp as well. And it's really a lovely program on Krija. So, let's just talk more about the stew again. Can you use a bottled pickled onions? The question came through.
Yes, you can use, but now that you don't have to cook it really, because it's already cooked. I mean, it's bottled and it's pickled already, so it doesn't need any further cooking.
You just add it in last.
You just add it last into yeah.
Remember, when your pot is off, you just add it in.
Add it in and it just steam with the veggies. You don't have to cook it totally.
Okay, and then. Okay, the sister has asked one about the green beans, yes. And somebody actually wanted to know, I just go back into my WhatsApp messages here. Cooking for, okay, that was done. Okay, she wants to know, I want to make lamb curry for 50 people.
Normally, when I work out, it's about from 1 kilo, 5 people can eat. 5 people can eat from 1 kilo of mutton. So you just work it out according to that.
Okay, okay. So, but I'm actually going to give her your number.
Gee, okay, no problem.
And another lady actually wanted to know, how does she prepare for 150 people?
Okay, just tell her to phone me at home and then I'll speak to her.
Okay. Then I said we're getting a lot of requests for mass cooking.
Okay.
So it looks like we're going to have to do another show on that. Yes.
We did it a while back. We did.
And there is recipes on the website.
I know, I remember.
For mass cooking, for mutton, chicken.
Chicken, biryani, soji. I remember we gave all those recipes.
Much sure there was dal and rice also on that. Yes.
But we can do a program on that, not a problem.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely, very informative program. And something different on stew and gravy.
Yes,
indeed, nice. And it's always very much enjoyed, you know, a stew and a pretty. And I think those are barakat meals. This is a stew.
They are. Especially the stew, because you know you can't stop adding more and more veggies to it. So it does become a big pot.
And I think you just need to go and get your veggies. You get all your different type of veggies.
And you're ready to set it up.
You're ready to set it up, indeed, yes. So let us go to our last
message
here, and it's via SMS. Let's go and open it. Okay, this one, can you please give recipes for chicken stir fry, steak stir fry, coleslaw, cucumber salad, avocado, tartar sauce, jazakallah, Sister Zarina.
That's a very big, nice recipe. I think not a problem. Really.
Not a problem. Inshallah, we'll look into it soon. Mm-hmm. We will be doing that. Jazakallah for the topic and jazakallah for giving us an idea.
At least we have what to
We really for. Appreciate it. Jazakallah, Sister Zarina. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. Inshallah, back with you next week.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we're coming closer to Ramadan preparation,
etc.
So we need to work on our savouries as well.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So, jazakallah once again from me, Amara, and Anikarija Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.